But some little shrinking of the heart and hopping together, the body seems like that. But it's so damaging to the integration of wholeness, to the liveliness of wholeness, because in that destructive force is becoming predominant. There is one but I must say, even though it's not good, there is a proverb in India, Le doobta hai ek papi nao ko majdhar mein. One wrong person makes the boat sink in the middle of the waters. One wrong man. This was just illustrated in that article in the World Government News, Physics of Unity. When one little crack was shown to damage the whole superconductivity or superfluidity, it was just damaged. So when we are gaining more and more liberty in performing from the level of natural law, we are putting ourselves in increasingly great field of sensitivity. And we must know our responsibility. On the world level, we have the responsibility to unify the world and purify the whole world consciousness. And it will be the effect. Only at this stage we have to be a little bit more alert in keeping our own mind saved from negativity, keeping our own emotions saved from negativity. We have to be happy and that's all. No shrinking of hearts, no shrinking of minds, always fabulously open and joyful. Otherwise, it's a damage to the, it's a crack in the field of superconductivity. So the relationship of this structure of pure knowledge with the day-to-day practical life and in a society, in a group, this understanding and this performance. All this came about in the context of the birthday of a doctor. A doctor, he just cleanses the thing, keeps the whole thing purified and all. So in this context, the whole picture, our responsibility, our level of achievement, our possibilities, all we reviewed it. Yesterday was the birth of Ganesha, and today it came out to be a purifying influence for the whole thing. So it goes with the value of time. Sometimes we have to review the whole situation, and we know what is our achievement and where we stand and how we have to go, and all careful signals, go this left way or right turn here and go straight. Now at this time, it's very necessary to, for us to know that when we are in a group, we have no right to differ from anything. We have a sweet performance, morning and evening our performance, recreation time, some activity. It's the most fortunate opportunity to be in this routine of life. We function in the unmanifest. I'm emphasizing that for everyone not to get dissuaded in the field of relative performances. We, morning and evening, our program and whatever understanding and studies of any science, any Veda, anything. But our real life is in the performance of the siddhis. As a group, we want to be a group of pure knowledge, structure of pure knowledge. Divisions have no meaning here. There is family, there is unity, there is oneness, there is infinite correlation, absolute infinite correlation. This was necessary to review because we see that so many thousands of governors of the Age of Enlightenment in the world, so many big and small groups are hopping together. And this is such a powerful means of crumbling down the negativity in the world consciousness, that the world consciousness should have been much more harmonious today than we see it. So when I was reviewing the thing, as always, habit-bound, what more can be done, what more can be done, I started to think, at one time, instead of what more can be done, started to see if something cleaning is necessary in what is being done now. Searching for a vacuum cleaner. Maybe some dust is also here. And this thing came out, that the world has enough governors of the Age of Enlightenment trained. What is needed is they may probably be not functioning from their full potential of awakening, from the full potential of enlightenment. All the enlightenment that they have gained, probably it's not being utilized in a group completely. Some lacking. And what can be lacking is this little thing, something. And by now, we don't have much right to understand or explain our off-the-track values in terms of unstressing. We had quite enough long time, 2-3 years, on the story of unstressing. Now, this very matured state of enlightenment. In this matured state of enlightenment, mind and body are fairly pure, quite pure, because one impulse of the mind is good enough for the whole body to have that impulse. So this shows that quite a lot of purity has been gained. And in this upsurge of great purity, we can't think of unstressing. Therefore, now we begin to analyze in this way. Am I not all positive all the time? If not, I have to be. And it's very simple to be. Just be simple, that's all. in the play of simplest form of awareness. It's very necessary, it's absolutely necessary. And the world, with all these groups existing in different parts of the world, enlivening, each group becoming a booster for the enlivenment on that level of infinite correlation for every other group, every other group, every group is becoming a booster for the all-pervading influence of enrichment of the basis of creation. And therefore, when the booster loses some little thing here and there, then it doesn't boost. So we have to have this very much needed understanding at this state of our evolution. But it's good that you have heard this story. Necessary. We shake off our little we don't deserve to carry it on from now on. The very holistic, unified emotions, unified mind, very good state of growth. And we can only justify our existence, the existence of the world government of the Age of Enlightenment and the groups here and there, the world governors of the Age of Enlightenment. The governor can only justify his office if he has a smooth society, smooth, well orderly society. We have to see that the world ceases to be negative. We are enough in number in the world, this group enough in the world. We are enough in the world, in so many enlightened groups. Officers of the world government of the Age of Enlightenment, completely enough to disallow eruptions of non-peace everywhere. Only we have to remain in our simplest form of awareness, absolutely in a fulfilled state of life, always happy, gay, and simplest. Now go and rest to keep awake in the simplest form of awareness. And all glory to Gurudev. Jai Gurudev.